Okay, hey everybody. This is Harvey Wasserman. I am Sluggo is my middle name. I am the chair of the KPFK local station board. This will be the last meeting of the current incarnation of the officials on the local station board. We'll start again with a new board in our next meeting as per the elections that just occurred. It is Sunday, November 19th, we're in Los Angeles, and we are convening the local station board of the KPFK radio station.
By the way.
Yes, please.
10:37 a.m.
Oh, 10:37 a.m. Pacific time. And Michael Heiss, I see that you're wearing a bright blue sweatshirt and not your beautiful coat of many colors there. It's good to see everyone for this last meeting. It's a lame duck session. And as I say, a new board will be convening in December. So let's call the roll. Myra Reason, thank you so much for all the work you've done putting this together. It's a tremendous imposition, and we really appreciate your efforts. So thank you so much, and thank you, everyone, for turning up on a Sunday morning. We will try and be as quick as possible on this meeting and get out of here by noon. Go ahead, Myra, if you'll please call the roll. That would be great.
Thank you, Harvey. Okay, Christina Avalos.
Here.
Thank you, Christina. Doug Barnett. I do not hear or see Doug Barnett. Veronica Becerra. Are you with us, Veronica? I don't hear or see, Veronica. Mark, and by the way, would co-host please allow Julia to be enter? She's in the waiting room.
And what is Julia's last name?
I have no idea.
Okay.
So.
Sorry, Julia?
She's connecting to audio.
Okay. So, all right, go ahead. Proceed.
So Mike Bresler has asked for an excused absence. He has a request. Sandy Childs, are you with us?
I'm here.
Thank you, Sandy. And our vice chair, John Cromshow, speak up or forever hold your peace.
Speak up. I am here.
Thank you. And Vic Jarami, are you with us this morning? Vic, I don't see or hear you. I'll come back. Nikki Hahn has asked for an excused absence. Michael Heiss, please speak up.
Nope, here.
Thank you. And Sue Cohen Johnson.
Here.
Thank you, Sue. Avelia Jones.
Here.
Thank you, Avelia. Ali Lexa has asked for an excused absence. Rob Macon, I don't see or hear you. Are you with us, Rob? Okay. Barbara Marbach. I believe you were going to try to come to this meeting, but I don't see or hear you. Oye Ipo, are you with us yet? Okay, I don't hear or see Oye. I'm next on the roster, Myla Reason. I'm marking myself as present. Paul Roberson.
Present.
I'm getting an echo from someone. Please mute if you're not responding to the roll call. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Ruth Strauss. I don't see or hear Ruth. And Beth Von Gunten.
Present.
Thank you, Beth. Our chair, Harvey Wasserman.
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you. And Carlos Zavala?
Here.
Thank you, Carlos. Our treasurer, Kim Kaufman, ex officio member of our board. Kim?
I'm here, but I'm not an ex officio member.
Oh, you're not? I thought the officers were.
Only the GM. Only the GM.
Oh.
Non-voting. Non-voting.
Right. I knew you were non-voting, but.
No. The GM is a non-voting ex officio member.
Thank you.
I am just the treasurer.
Oh, thanks for that clarification. I didn't know that. Okay. And our interim general manager, Michael Novick, has asked for an excused absence or said he will not be able to be with us today. So we have one, two, three, four, five. And co-host, please allow Steve to enter. He's in the waiting room. I'm so sorry. Eric Jacobson, I didn't call your name. Please tell us that you are here with us.
Here.
Okay. Sorry about that, Eric. I'm multitasking and I didn't get to update here. Hold on, Eric. I'm just adding you to the spreadsheet so I can keep track of votes. Okay, Eric. So Eric Jacobson is here. So we have
Go ahead. Paul Robertson.
Paul Robertson. I thought I did. Yeah, I did. I did.
Okay.
Thank you, Christina.
We have a new phone number, and also iPhone reports himself as a listener member, not an LSB member, and wants to remain anonymous.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So we have somebody joining whose number starts with 862. And if you would like to be identified, could you please, tell us how to rename you?
It's James Sagerton.
Oh, thank you, James. And I'm assuming that you are unable to, put your name in. Is that right?
It didn't give me an option, actually. I'm dialing in.
Okay, hang on just a second, and I'm going to go ahead and rename James Sagerton, who
is
on the Pacifica National Board from New York, from WBAI. And, okay, so you are renamed. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. We do have quorum. And, that's that. Oh, okay. Hang on one second. Let me just open up another. The agenda. So, Harvey, I believe we're now on to, Avelia, I believe, has agreed to read the...
Yeah, Avelia, if you'll read you'd give us your classic rendition of the playback statement, that would be wonderful.
My pleasure. It is the reclamation of everything stolen from the original peoples. Land, language, ceremony, food, education, housing, health care, governance, medicines, kinship. It is a relationship with Mother Earth that is symbiotic and just, where we have reclaimed stewardship. It is bringing our people with us as we move towards liberation and embodied sovereignty through an organizing, political, and narrative framework. It is a long legacy of warriors and leaders who sacrificed freedom and life. It is a catalyst for current generation organizers and centers the voices of those who represent our future. It is recognizing that our struggle is interconnected with the struggles of all oppressed peoples. It is a future where Black reparations and indigenous land back coexist, where BIPOC collective liberation is at the core. It is acknowledging that only when Mother Earth is well, can we, her children, be well. It is our belonging to the land because We are the land. We are land back. Land back principles. Don't burn bridges. Even when there is conflict between groups or organizers, remember that we are fighting for all of our people. And we will continue to be in community even after this battle. Don't defend our ways. Organize to win. Move from abundance. We come from a space of scarcity. We must work from a place of abundance. We bring our people with us. Deep relationships by attraction, not promotion. Divest, invest. We value our warriors. Room for grace. Be able to be human. We cannot let our oppressors, inhumanity, take away from ours. Strategy includes guidance, realness. Sometimes the truth hurts. Unapologetic, but keep it classy.
Thank you. Can I just interrupt for 1 second and ask, is someone who just came in as iPhone 2, are you a member of our board? Oh dear. I don't know where that noise came from, but, iPhone 2, would you like to identify yourself or remain anonymous? Okay, I'm not hearing.
They left a message in the chat.
Oh, I'm not, for some reason, I can't see the chat. What does it say, Paul?
They want to remain anonymous, and they're not an LRC member.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
It was iPhone 1. This is iPhone 2.
Right, iPhone 2.
Okay. And we have another anonymous.
Right, and then we have... Who just came, let somebody enter what?
I did.
So what were they identified as? I was gonna try to.
I lost it.
Call in user number 1. That's probably.
Yes.
Somebody from, well, who knows? Call in user number 1. Would you like us to rename you? Or would you like to remain anonymous?
Oh, I guess that's a vote for anonymous.
Obviously. Okay. Harvey, take it away. I think we have Paul up next.
Paul, please give us your great rendition of the mission statement, if you would.
All righty. The Pacifica mission statement. KPFK and Pacifica are founded upon a mission statement which to this day remains unique in radio broadcasting. The Pacifica Foundation radio mission statement to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation, to establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934, as amended. In radio broadcasting operations, to encourage and provide outlets for creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestra groups, and music students, and to promote and aid others' creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation
to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. And radio broadcasting operations to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to the sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such various sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. Yay.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Paul. Oh. Thank you so much, Paul. That was beautiful. Myla, Avelia, thank you for your reading of the Lamback Statement. Very, very beautiful. We appreciate it. We need a timekeeper going forward. Anybody want to volunteer to be a timekeeper?
I volunteer.
Thank you, Nancy. We appreciate that. Excused absences.
So Mike Bresler, Nikki Hahn, and Ali Lexa have all requested excused absences.
Okay. Is there anyone else?
Didn't Michael request it?
Yeah, I don't know if it has to be excused or not, but sure, let's add him. So, I'd like to move that we excuse the absences of people who've requested excused absences. Is there a second?
I second.
Let's go to, are there any, Harvey, we need you to chair here.
Okay. That covers excused absences?
Well, just, you have to ask if there are any objections.
Are there any objections to any of the excused absences?
Okay. All right. Hearing none, they're excused.
Here, thank you very much.
Harvey.
What I need actually is a teleprompter, so.
Really? Sorry. I'll be your teleprompter. I apologize.
I appreciate that.
Point of order?
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. This is Beth. Please note that prior notice to the member in question, the committee chair and the PNB chair, after two absences and before a member is removed, is required as per PNB resolution of October 20, 2006, and as has long been the standing custom of KPFK. This is not optional. This is for future reference. Thank you.
That was never part of any published minutes, Beth.
Mr. Chair, this is not pertinent to the business at hand.
I agree. I want to note, by the way, that Robert's Rules of Orders states very clearly that points of order cannot be disruptive, argumentative, or dilatory, and need to speak specifically to procedures ongoing, as my co-chair has essentially pointed out here. So we need to be very frugal with our uses of the points of order. Myla, do we want to proceed with the approving the agenda, or do we go first to the calling of the next meeting?
I think we do have to read the notice about Article 4 of the Section 9 about removal of delegates.
All right, you want to read that, please?
It's part of our, it's included so that everybody is well aware that Article 4, Section 9 of our Pacifica bylaws states, any delegate shall be removed from the position of delegate and cease to be a delegate upon the occurrence of any of the following. C, failure of a delegate to attend three consecutive local station board meetings, which absences have not been excused by a majority vote of the LSB members present at the meeting in question. And no, let me just say that no rule passed by anyone can trump the bylaws. The bylaws have not been changed, and the bylaws are quite clear on this And I think that now would be the time to approve the agenda, which includes new business after public comment.
Okay, we'll approve the agenda as mailed out. Is there a second to approve the agenda?
In a point of order.
This Please. Is Eric.
I put in a request for a consideration of a resolution pertaining
yes,
to
and,
the... Is that included in the agenda?
It will be in new business.
It is already? Okay.
It will be in new... I will call on you and you can make your thing in new business.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
I wasn't
Thank
aware
you.
Of that.
Thank you. Okay, can we approve the agenda, please, and the minutes? Is there an objection to the agenda?
There's a staff with an amendment.
Amendment to what?
To the item that we're discussing on the agenda, approving the agenda. That's the agenda item in question at the moment. I move to amend the time for my director's report to at least 5 minutes. And I remove the question and discussion of director's reports to at least 20 minutes.
I object.
I second, Eric.
Okay.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. I don't believe that this motion is appropriate at this time. The approval goes or doesn't go, and then amendments can be made at that point.
That's
absolutely backwards.
John Crumshaw is the vice chair.
Argumentative.
Yes, John Crumshaw is the vice chair.
Crumshaw's argumentative.
Yeah, but Beth, you've not been recognized. They will call the question on the vote for the
point of order, Harvey. This is there.
I'm sorry. Beth, your point of order needs to be on point, and then we'll go to John Crumshaw.
My point of order. My point of order is that all amendments are to be made before approval. Once something is approved, it takes 2/3 votes to amend. The amendment, that's why you put the question of the agenda to the board before voting to approve it. And
John
Crumshaw, that's basic Robert's Rules 101.
John Crumshaw?
I would say that that is incorrect, and if there is a claim made to that effect, it would be good to have it cited. But I think the ruling of the chair is that we proceed with the direction of voting on the approval of the agenda.
It's voting on the John Crumshaw is the vice chair, and we will go with his ruling.
Point of order, Harvey. This is Eric.
Yes, Eric.
Yeah, for the record, Beth is absolutely correct. I've been paying attention now for 4 years.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, Harvey, I wasn't finished.
I know that, but we're
to the etiquette and the rules, parliamentary procedure for 4 years. This is a no-brainer with due respect to Mr. Crumshaw. Beth's amendment needs to be considered and voted upon first, and then if it's voted down, then you go on to the original.
Well, thank you. Thank you for opinion.
That's you're violating the basic etiquette here and parliamentary procedure. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion, John.
It's not an opinion, Harvey. It's a fact.
Point of information.
This is getting. Excuse me. This is dilatory. Go ahead, Beth. The courtesy will let you make your point of information. But John Crumshaw is the vice chair, and we will go with his ruling.
I would like to ask if Mr. Crumshaw has a citation for his assertion. If we're going to base the decision of this board on his presumed authority, then we need the citation on which he bases that, because I don't think he can provide it. I think it's absolutely an error.
Thank you. John?
Mr. Chair, this is another example, I think, of I haven't ruled because only the chair can rule. I talked about the ruling of the chair, and I think that you said proceed, and so therefore that would be the proper thing to do.
John.
We pointed out afterwards.
John. You'll be allowed to make your amendments after we have the vote on the agenda. Amila, will you call the roll, please, to approve the agenda in the minutes? Thank you.
Jackson.
Your objection is duly noted. Thank
point
you.
Point of order.
Your point of order has been duly noted.
I challenge the ruling of the chair. I challenge
the ruling of the chair is that we're going to proceed to vote on the agenda, and you will make your amendment after we've voted on the
agenda.
And
that's the ruling I challenge, and therefore it has to be put to a vote. That's Robert's rules.
We are
point of order, Mr. Chair. You have ruled, and the member was not recognized. If I'm recognized, that would be
yes,
helpful.
You're recognized. We will vote on the agenda, and then we'll take amendments. Milo, will you call the roll, please?
Yes. This is on approval of the minutes and the agenda. Christina Avalos, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you, Christina. Veronica Becerra isn't here. Mike Bressler isn't here. Sandy Childs, how do you vote on the approval of the agenda and the minutes from the last meeting? John Crumshaw, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Victor Rami is not with us. Nikki Hahn is not with us. Michael Heiss, how do you vote? Please unmute. I'll come back. Sue Cohen Johnson, how do you vote?
No.
Okay. We should have separated the two, the minutes from the...
No, it's all right. Just go ahead, please.
Okay.
I'm sorry, this is Mike. I'm driving, so I couldn't unmute. Yes to approve the minutes.
For
the agenda and the minutes, whatever.
Okay. Okay. Yes, the agenda and the minutes.
Thank you, Mike. Avelia Jones, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Allie Lex is not here. Rob Macon's not here. Barbara Marbach is not here. Oye Ipo is not here as far as I know. And I am Secretary Myla Reason. I'm voting yes. Paul Roberson, how do you vote? Please unmute.
I vote yes.
Thank you, Paul. Ruth Strauss is not with us, as far as I know. Beth Von Gunten, how do you vote?
I object to the ruling of the chair.
Thank you.
I vote no. It's out of order.
Okay.
Oh, you forgot Eric.
I'm coming down. I've got him down I added him at the bottom. Carlos Zavala, how do you vote? Carlos? You're muted, dear.
I know, I hit the wrong button. Yes.
Thank you. And Eric, how do you vote?
I'll abstain.
Okay. Hang on. And then Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes. And I'm hoping for a time certain of noon. It gives us an hour. And we should be, since this is a lame duck session, we should be able to get through this fairly quickly.
Okay. Let me just count the votes, Harvey.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes, one abstention, and 2 no. So, can we have, I'd like to move that we, approve the minutes from the last meeting as a separate vote.
Before,
oh, come on.
Point of personal privilege.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. In the past, I have previously requested that when we read the roster, we do so in the standard alphabetical order so that the rest of us can also keep track and mark people's presence, absences, and votes. And I would like, it shouldn't be necessary, but I'm reiterating that request now, for the sake of good order.
Thank you very much.
Harvey, I also have a point of order. Beth's amendment didn't get, is being passed.
Yes, we're
not
now,
yet,
now Beth,
not yet. We're just, let's just
okay.
please,
okay.
let's please approve the minutes from the last meeting so they can be posted on KPFTX.
Is there objection to approving the minutes?
I object to doing it before we finish with the agenda. It's out of order.
The agenda has been approved.
The agenda and my amendments have not been addressed.
Okay,
well, let's approve the minutes, and then we'll get to your agenda, your amendment.
This meeting is entirely out of order. It's entirely without reference to Robert's rules, and I object.
Very good. Thank you. Is there objection to approving the minutes? Hearing none, we approve the minutes.
I object.
Are there other objections to approving the minutes? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. Beth, what is your amendment now, please?
We're past that item. You ran right past that item. We've already approved the agenda. You made sure it's too late for me to be considered.
No, we will take your amendment. I will take your amendment now to the agenda.
May I finish, please? At this point, it would require an unnecessary two-thirds of the roster to approve any amendments, which is out of order because I wasn't given the opportunity to make an amendment.
You are being given now the opportunity to make your amendment. What is your amendment if you get two-thirds?
With an unnecessary
do you want to make your amendment
requirement
or
of two-thirds of the agenda, of two-thirds of the roster. That's out of order.
All right, then do you wish to not make your amendment? If you're not going to make your amendment, then we'll proceed. If you want to make your amendment, go ahead. I have no problem granting you the time you want.
You already ran over it. It's passed. It's done. You ruined it.
Mr. Chair.
Hold on. Let the record note that Beth has been given the opportunity to make her amendment and has chosen otherwise. Thank you, Beth.
Let the record reflect that I was not given an opportunity to do so in a timely manner when it came up on the agenda and it was postponed until the requirement for it to pass required two-thirds instead of the standard one-half.
Well, you are welcome to make your amendment subject to a two-thirds vote.
That's what I object to.
Thank you for that.
May I be recognized, Harvey?
Yes, you may, and then Carlos.
I think that given Beth's argument that it would be best if we consider her amendment for 5 minutes, and it would only require a majority to change the agenda, and I'm going to vote against it. But I have
no problem giving Beth 5 minutes. Does anybody object to giving Beth 5 minutes?
I object.
Who's that?
Carlos.
John Crumshow.
Oh.
Okay.
Eric to the stack.
Because
Eric
the chair has already ruled, and you allowed an argumentative presentation. The member refused to make the amendment, so there's no reason to keep on recapturing the same issue. It has been voted on, and we should move on to the next point of the agenda.
Okay, then. Thank you very much, Eric, John. I'll accept your ruling. We do have a hand. Thank you, John, for that. We have a hand from Carlos Zavala. Carlos, did you want to say anything? And then we're going to go to set the next meeting. Go ahead, Carlos. Carlos, I don't hear you. Are you muted? We are still going to shoot for a
similar to Eric's new business. Shouldn't Elizabeth von Gutten's also be new business? Added at the same time.
I have no problem. Thank you for that, Carlos. I have no problem giving Beth the time she needs. So we'll see what happens when we get there. Thank you for that, Carlos. Eric has a hand, and then we're going to go to the setting the next meeting. Eric, please.
If I heard Myla correctly, she was making at least an informal motion to give Beth the opportunity to make her amendment subject to a majority
vote. I did that.
Wait, please. Subject to a majority vote only. I want to second that if that's a motion, Myla. And I would like us to adopt that.
I'm sorry, Eric. Beth has made it clear that we're just talking about giving time here. I mean, it's really, really silly. So, Beth declined to make that motion. John Crumshaw confirmed that
Harvey
is over, and we are done with that.
The issue was when it comes to a two-thirds or a majority.
I'm sorry, Eric. This is dilatory. We're going to move
ahead. I'm backing you up, Myla.
Yes, this is dilatory. We've wasted more time than Beth asked for. I had no problem giving Beth her time. and we're going to move ahead. Please. We're going to set the, now please, the, time for the next meeting. Myla, I believe you have a motion.
I do.
To set the next, the time for the next meeting.
I do. Here's the
thank motion. You.
Whereas the last day of school for many colleges prior to their winter break is December 15th, 2023, including, for example, the Los Angeles Unified School District. And whereas the Los Angeles, and whereas the local station board has a difficult time reaching quorum even 2 weeks before Christmas, because many people have vacations, family gatherings, parties, and other obligations during the latter part of December. And whereas the newly elected members of the local station board will be seating at the December meeting of the local station board. And whereas it is important that the KPFK local station board attempt to be sure that as many local station board members as possible attend the December meeting, especially the new members. Therefore, be it resolved that the December meeting of the KPFK local station board be set for the first Sunday in December, December 3rd, 2023 at 10:30 a.m.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, I by the way, Oye is, I'm going to admit Oye.
I just did.
You just did. Okay. Is there a call to the question?
I is there discussion or objection? I object.
No. Okay. I call for
the substitute vote. Motion. I have a substitute
no,
motion.
No, I call for the vote.
I have a substitute motion.
Does the person who made the initial
Robert's rules provides for that process.
Does the person who may, well, go ahead and make your, let's hear your motion and, Myla has the right to accept it or not.
That's
no,
not
it's
true. Not,
it's
my
up to the body.
My substitute motion.
It's up to the body, to accept or reject. It isn't up to me, Harvey.
Okay, go ahead.
She needs to unmute. Okay.
Go ahead.
Point of order. Before we go ahead, I want to assert that it's not up to any officer to make up rules as they go along. And
this is dilatory. Do you have a substitute motion? Do you have a substitute motion for the motion?
That's what I was trying to say when you muted.
Go for it. Then go for it. Put it in. I was wrong.
My substitute motion is that the KPFK LSB stick with the previously determined standard regular meeting schedule of the third Sunday of every month so that it can be reliable, predictable, and accessible to all.
I object.
That's what has already been determined.
No, so it has not been determined. The meeting time for the next meeting time has not been determined.
It has been a long-standing agreement of this committee. It's the custom of this.
It's not the custom of the committee.
Going back years.
Excuse me, point of information. It's not the custom of the committee to meet the week of Christmas. So what date are you moving?
The third Sunday, as is the standing custom of
that is not
committee.
The standing custom to meet
it
the
is.
Week of December.
Let's not argue
is there
about
a second?
It.
Is there a second? Is there a
Eric
second?
Eric seconds.
All okay, we'll call the roll on meeting. We have two, we have a choice between December 3rd and December, what is that,
19th.
Would be 21st, is that right? No.
You have to vote on the substitute motion first, up or down. And then if it carries, that's what prevails. If it doesn't, then you vote on the December 3rd. That's
all right,
Robert.
The choices are December, the third week of December or December 3rd.
That's not the motion. That's not the procedure.
That's fine.
The procedure
okay, well,
is you
call
vote.
The roll, please, on December 17th. What is that?
19th.
Is that December 17th?
19th, I think.
19th? No, it would be 14 days after December 3rd. It would be December 17th. Is that what you're moving, Beth? Are you moving for December 17th?
I'm moving for the standard third Sunday of the month, with, if I'm not mistaken, it's the 19th. And
no,
that
you're
has
wrong.
To be voted up or down.
The number, you're wrong that it is the 17th.
That's possible. I'm looking. You're correct. Thank you for that point of clarification.
Okay. Is there any discussion on this?
But my motion is to meet at the standard regular third Sunday. That's
enough.
The motion.
That's a discussion.
I get to determine what my own motion is. You don't get to reword it.
That's fine. Is there any discussion? Does anyone want to discuss this?
Eric.
Hi.
Eric, Eric, you don't have your hand.
Okay, go ahead. Is there anyone who wants to? We have a choice here between
Sandy,
December 3rd.
I don't have a hand.
Who's that?
Harvey?
Yes?
It's Sandy. I don't have a hand to raise.
Go ahead.
But I'd like
Sandy.
To make a point. It's
Please.
Too close to the holidays. I mean, we have to adapt. We can't stick to rules like that. If it's too close to the holidays, people will be traveling and won't be available. And you made a good point. Everybody needs to be there. So make it the 3rd.
Yes, it's also the first seating of the new board, which is essential.
I vote for the 3rd. That 19th is too close. That's a mess.
Eric, you made your support for the 17th. Carlos Zavala?
Yeah, I grew up in a verbally abusive household, and I really find it abusive the way some people are using this platform to just yell over everyone else. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate that, Carlos.
I second Carlos.
Yes. All right. Is there,
Harvey,
Myra, you have a hand here?
Do I get to articulate my support for Beth's position or no?
Yes, go ahead.
So I think Beth makes a good point. It's a standard meeting time. It's not that close. It's an important meeting. And for everybody involved in Pacifica who takes the trouble to become a candidate, to win an election, it's surely something they bargained for. And there's no need to depart from custom. It's also necessarily a short interval between this meeting and the 3rd. So I think Beth has the better view. Thank you.
Thank you. I will point out that December 3rd is the first time that the new members will be eligible, and we want to give them the maximum time to have their say. That's why the December 3rd vote date has been put forward, as well as to avoid the holidays. Does anyone else have a point? Myra, did you want to speak?
Well, I think that I already made the point clear in my motion that we want to achieve I think more people would be able to attend on the first Sunday, and we want to have as many people able to attend who aren't off on vacations that often are taken right in between the various holidays.
Okay. Does anyone want to call the question?
So I guess we'll be voting on Beth's substitute first, and if that doesn't carry, then we'll vote on the 3rd. Is that right, Chair?
Yes. The first vote will come on December 17th, and then the second vote will come on December 3rd.
Okay. So, Christina Avalos, how do you vote on the 3rd Sunday?
On December 17th.
Right.
No, on December 17th.
Thank you. Doug Barnett is not here. Veronica Becerra is not here. Mike Bresler, do you want to vote now or?
I'll abstain on this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sandy, how do you vote? Sandy Child?
No, on the 17th.
Okay. John Crumshaw, how do you vote?
No.
No, okay. Victor Rami has not joined us as far as I know. Nikki Hahn has an excused absence. Michael Heiss, how do you vote? I'm sorry, Michael, we couldn't hear, I couldn't make out what you said.
No, I'm sorry, abstain.
Okay. Sue Cohen-Johnson, how do you vote? Sue? Can't hear you, I'll come back. Avelia Jones, how do you vote?
No.
Ali Lexis got an excused absence. Rob Macon's not with us. Sue, okay, thank you, Sue. Hang on 1 second. And just to try to, I've got Eric down at the bottom, but you do come after Michael Heiss, so I apologize for skipping over you that time. Eric, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Okay. Now I'll go back up. It's a little bit more challenging for me because of my list didn't include Eric before. Barbara Marbach's not with us. Oye, Oye, Ipo, how do you vote? Do you want to, are you voting yes or no for the 17th as opposed to the 3rd?
No for the 17th.
Okay, thank you. Myla Reason, that's me. I'm voting no. Paul Roberson, how do you vote?
I abstain.
Okay. Paul Roberson abstains. Ruth Strauss, as far as I know, has not joined us. Beth Von Gunten, how do you vote?
I vote for the 17th. That lot of good it does.
Carlos Zavala, how do you vote?
No.
Okay. And Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Okay, if you'll allow me to count the votes, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 no votes. Michael, could you mute your, thank you. Okay. Everybody, please mute it.
No, I think he's trying to speak. Oh. Michael, are you trying to speak?
No, I'm sorry. I'm on a mobile and it's hard sometimes to press the wrong button. My apologies.
No problem.
All right. So at any rate, let me, how many, I'm sorry, I lost track.
You have 9.
9 no's and 1, 2, 3 abstentions and 2 yes. So that fails the 19th.
Okay, let's call the question now on the 3rd. May we vote please to convene on the 3rd of December.
Okay. Christina Avalos, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you, Christina Avalos. Doug Barnett is not here. Veronica Becerra is not here. Mike Bresler, how do you vote on the 3rd of December?
Abstain.
Okay. Sandy Childs, how do you vote for the 3rd of December? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. John Crumshaw, how do you vote for the 3rd of December?
Yes.
Thank you. John Crumshaw votes yes. Victor Rami is not with us. Nikki Hahn has an excused absence. Michael Heiss, how do
yes.
you
vote? Yes. Yes, yes.
Thank you. Sue Cohen-Johnson, how do you vote 3rd of December? We'll wait for you to unmute. Sue?
Abstain.
Okay, thank you. Avelia Jones, how do you vote 3rd of
yes.
December? Thank you. Ali Lexa has an excused absence. Rob Macon is not with us. Barbara Marbach is not with us. Oye, Oye, Ipo, how do you vote 3rd of December? For our next meeting, for our December meeting?
I voted no for the 17th.
No, this one's for the 3rd.
Yes, for the 3rd. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you clearly.
Yes, for the 3rd.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Oye, Oye, Ipo votes yes for the 3rd. Myla Reason, that's me, Chair, and I'm voting yes.
Today is something. Yes.
Michael, you're not muted. Michael.
I just muted.
Go ahead.
Okay. I apologize, Eric. I skipped over you again. I've got you down at.
All right.
I've
go ahead.
You at the bottom, but Eric, would you like to vote?
I'll pass for this for the moment.
Okay, now where was I? Okay, Paul Roberson, how do you vote?
I abstain.
Okay. Ruth Strauss isn't here. Beth Von Gunten, how do you vote?
No.
Was that a no?
Yeah.
That's a no.
Okay, thank you, Beth. Carlos Zavala, how do you vote on the 3rd of December?
Yes, please.
Okay. And Eric, you passed. How do you wish to vote?
I'll vote no.
No? Okay. And Chair, how do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to count now, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes votes to meet on the 3rd of December for our next, for our December meeting. And we have, just give me a second, please. Please mute yourselves if you're not recognized by the chair. We're recording this meeting, and we'd like to have as clean a recording as possible. We are a board for a radio station, and we should be mindful of sound quality for recordings if possible. I'm sorry I lost count again because I was distracted by the noise. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes votes for the 3rd of December. 1, 2, 3 abstentions, and 1, 2 no votes. So a majority has voted to meet next on the 3rd of December.
Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing everybody on the 3rd. There will be a new board. Some of you, many of you will be with us, and some of you will not. For those of you who will not, we appreciate your service. It's been great having you, whether we disagree or we don't disagree. This is Pacifica, and we expect disagreement. We look forward to a new start in December. This has been a great board, and the new board will also be great. So thank you so much for all of that. We have the Treasurer's Report, then we have PMB reports, and then listener time, new business, and hopefully we can make it out by noon. We'll see. A Treasurer's Report from Kim, please. Kim Kaufman.
Hi, everyone. This is going to be short. We don't have much news. At the last LSB meeting, we reviewed the budget, and we sent it on to the NFC, and the NFC did take it up. It to date has been the only meeting that the only budget that has gotten to the NFC, and we reviewed it, and you know, it's a deficit budget, so we just moved it on to the PNB for them to consider. We have the only point I want to make today is I want to point out that our listener support is a little over $300,000 less than last year, and $624,000 less than 2 years ago. Our overall revenue is $320,000 less than last year, and $1.2 million less than 2 years ago. So that is our fundamental problem here. We do not have listener support, and it is declining. You can cut all the expenses you want, which only makes the station less functional. I know some people are upset that apparently there is an agreement to sell the building. But based on what I just said, we cannot afford to keep an entire building, which we can't pay for. We can't maintain it. And it's basically empty. So, I don't think, the sale details has been finalized or entered into escrow. As far as I know, the numbers have not been made public, but my understanding is that it's going to be renovated and KPFK will have, be able to come back, and have, a part of the building for their operations, with free rent for 10 years. And I think this is, really a great opportunity for us in dealing with the realities of where this station is. We owe money, tons of it. We're not paying it off. We owe health benefits. We owe money on our phones. I mean, we cannot pay for our basic, operations. And, I want to speak to briefly this, effort of one member here who is trying to overthrow the KPFK election and create absolute new rules.
Kim, can we, keep that for later comment?
I want to make a comment because it's a financial question. It's going to cause more litigation because it's violating a court order to hold an election in this year and seat the new board members in December. This is going to cost more money for Pacifica that we should not be spending on litigation. We should be spending on operations.
All right. Thank you for that. With all due respect, I think we can take that up later, but your the rest of your report, is duly depressing. And, I hope to God we can climb our way out of this hole. Does anyone, on the board wish to thank you for that, Kim? And thank you for all the work that you put in, to do these reports. It's underappreciated and we certainly appreciate your work. Does anyone want to comment on the treasurer's report?
A little housekeeping here. We have someone who just joined us who's making noise from their device, and it's an 832 number, and I'm wondering if they would like to be known or remain anonymous.
I'm Teresa Allen from the National Board. I will do a pound six. Okay.
Well, thank you, Teresa. I'm going to rename you, and just if Harvey, if you wouldn't mind, just give me a second here, and then we can resume.
Okay.
I just want to.
Okay.
So we've got Teresa Allen from the KPFT, excuse me, and thank you for joining us, Teresa. Teresa is also a National Board member. Okay.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that.
I'm sorry, Harvey, one more. There's also someone who has a 713. If you would like to be identified, would you please, speak up or write something in the chat or we can move on.
Let's move on. Does anyone wish, any member of the board wish to comment on the treasurer's report? No hands. Does anyone who can't raise a hand, I want to speak up and comment on the treasurer's report? No. Okay. Thank you, Kim. Much appreciated. I wish you had better numbers to report, but we'll deal with that in December again. Okay, we're going to the PMB reports now. Elizabeth Von Gutten, you and I had a disagreement on procedure earlier. You have requested additional time, and I'm sorry for any discourtesy that might have been perceived at that point in time, but the dispute was settled by our vice chair. We appreciate that, John. But now we're here at your time. You asked for additional time. How much time do you believe you need to give your report? Beth Von Gutten? Are you there? Elizabeth Von Gutten, it's your time to make your...
I'm sorry. I was muted. It
okay. Can you, can you kindly... I am, again, I apologize for any misunderstanding or dispute we had earlier. It was settled. You asked for additional time. How much time do you need to give your report?
I would like to ask for 6 minutes. I think I can probably get through it in five, but rather than
Please go right ahead. I hope everyone will grant me the leeway to give you this time. Again, I apologize for any misunderstanding earlier. We had a dispute on the rules, but here we are. Take your time, take your 6 minutes and give your report, please.
Thanks. I mailed this to everyone earlier today, so it should be near the top of your stack of email. You can follow along in writing if you, or in, yes, in reading if you would care to. So in response to, this is the PNB director's report to the KPFK LSB and listeners from PNB director Beth Von Gutten, November 19, 2023. In response to a complaint from Delegate Eric C. Jacobson that he had been improperly removed from the PNB recognized KPFK LSB in July of this year, this director carried that complaint to the PNB. In response to Mr. Jacobson, Mr. Jacobson was restored to his seat representing KPFK on the Elections Committee until he is replaced by a duly elected replacement and an investigative committee was stood up to look into his removal as a KPFK delegate. With no action from the investigative committee in more than 2 months, the PNB chair appointed two more people to the committee, KPFK Director Ali Lexa and myself. Subsequently elected chair of that committee, I reported back to the PNB, documenting irregularities in Mr. Jacobson's removal and advising restoring him to his seat. The PNB voted to do so. At today's meeting, we welcome Mr. Jacobson back to his rightfully placed among us. That investigation brought to light that the fact that the irregularities in Mr. Jacobson's case apply also to the removal of an additional 8 other delegates without exception, in effect removing more than a third of the board of the KPFK LSB at the same time, without the requisite notice, without adequate documentation or justification, without due process, without regard to Pacifica bylaws, Pacifica policy, or the good order required by Robert's rules. All this is documented in detail in the most recent report to the investigative committee from the committee to the PNB, which I forwarded to the LSB in advance of this meeting. Most urgent among the findings of that investigation are that when the nine members were removed, 4 were replaced the same day by runners-up with no explanation of the process by which each had been seated, nor any indication as to which runner-up was to replace which of those removed. My emphasis is added in the report. The provenance of each seat and member necessary to determine the correct order of succession the next time any seat changes hands, whether individually or at the seat of the next LSB, was thus lost. In sum, KPFK LSB officers summarily removed 9 members improperly, more than a third of the LSB, disregarding Pacifica policy in the process, only one of whom has been restored to his seat. They have been replaced by some of those removed, though not all, with runners-up seemingly indiscriminately with no regard for or any way to determine the correct order of succession of LSB seats. Even with the restoration of Mr. Jacobson to the roster, the seats of 3 of the 9 removed in June remain empty. Excuse me, asthma. Remain empty to this day. The next KPFK LSB is to be seated in December. 12 of those seats will be filled by the newly elected delegates, but 12 carry over from this year's LSB. The KPFK officer's failure to document the necessary lines of succession when seating runners-up provides no legitimate way to determine which 12 would carry over to the next LSB. Course correction at this point is imperative before the new incoming LSB is seated in December. We dare not pass this disorder on to our successors. Eric C. Jacobson and Paulina Vasiliev complete their terms at the end of this year, but the other seven removed all have a year left in their elected terms and are rightly due to continue to serve on the 2024 LSB. To proceed on the basis of the current clearly flawed roster would leave not only the KPFK roster, but all national committee rosters and next year's PNB roster in question and the target for further dispute, a distinct liability for Pacifica in these litigious times. And I will make an aside here to note that I am not party to any litigation. I don't intend to become party to any litigation, but that any of us can be called as witnesses. I go on with the report. This is the predicament that confronts the LSB. It falls to us to address this urgent matter, this urgent issue, today. And.
Okay.
That's the extent of my report. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, we'll note that you were given all the time you asked for. And again, I apologize for any misunderstanding earlier in the meeting. On procedure.
If I may, that covers the time for my report. I had also asked for an extension of time for questions and answers and discussion.
Yes, there will come. We will have that absolutely once Avelia gives her PMB report. Eric, I, hand, I, no, I, no, no. Go ahead. What's
point of order? Point of order.
Go ahead.
I thank you for your gracious allowance of my time to speak, but would note that's not at the discretion of the authority of the chair. It's subject to Robert's rules, and I should have been allowed to make my amendment when it was due, when we were approving the
right.
agenda.
Right. And there was discussion on that. Thank you very much. Eric, if you can please hold, we're going to let Avelia give her report, and then we'll have comments. And you'll be first to comment on both PMB reports. Thank you very much. Eric, can you defer to Avelia, please, while she gives her report?
Yeah, that's fine.
Avelia, go ahead with your report, please, from the PNB. We appreciate you. Avelia Jones? Avelia, I've been asked to give you equal time. Go ahead.
Okay, Avelia. Here I am.
You got it. Okay, go
okay.
For it. Thank you.
I'll make it very short and defer my time to those who have required it. In the PNB meeting, though, I want to mention, I think, the mention of the Gaza Strip and Israel was brought up. I think it should be discussed a bit. Various opinions about whether Pacifica should be involved at all in actual okay. participation or not. So
well, we're going to take that up. Very,
that's
going to
come later. That's going to come later. I also will talk about a minute the personnel committee of which I'm a member, and we're busy trying to figure out and iron out issues with evaluations. Not only of general managers at individual stations, but of the ED herself. So in doing that, we are working out grids and processes of looking at surveys, looking at opinions by people, you know, that are posted to us, and making a grid of it and seeing where do, our problems lie with our leadership. if any. And quite a few of our responses have been positive, so I will say that, about the ED and the general management as well at the different stations. Personnel. Okay, I did have a little issue, but I think Teresa Allen is a better representative of the ad hoc investigative committee and what happened in that respect, but it's very interesting. If Teresa's available.
Yes, she is. Well, she's on the call. I don't know if she's willing to speak, but we'll give her.
Well, I think that's why she's here, but I will say that, quite a schism, I think that word was used, concerning the information as to how we have gone about eliminating or adding people to the roster, the LSB roster. So, is Teresa there?
She is, but we'll call on her.
All right.
If she wants, and Susan Young is also waiting to speak.
I see. I'll defer my time to them so we can finish on time.
Okay. PMB members, thank you so much, Bailey. We really appreciate your report. Thank you again, Beth. We will defer now to, LSB members, and then Susan Young and Teresa Allen are waiting to speak in the public time. Myra, did you want to say something?
Well, I was just going to say that, Teresa Allen, who is a member of the Ad Hoc Investigative Committee, it produced a minority report, and I think that actually this would be the appropriate time, since Avelia has ceded her, her time, her equal time, to address, for Teresa to address,
Teresa, if you have time, can we let Eric, speak for 90 seconds as a board member? And then we'll go to Susan Young and Teresa. Is that all right with both of you? Please.
No, it is. Yeah. No, it is not, Mr. Chair. I'm speaking in public comment, and Teresa is speaking as a part of the PNB report.
Well, Eric, as a PNB member, let me give him 90 seconds.
He's not a PNB member.
I'm sorry. As an LSB member, can we give Eric 90 seconds, please, and then Susan and Teresa?
Well, Harvey, it would actually be more informative for me if I could hear Teresa's point of view. I listened to the PNB meeting, so I think I know her point of view pretty well.
That's fine. Let's go to Susan had her hand up, then Teresa.
Susan just said
she
was public comment.
Yeah.
I know that, but... She's had her hand up. Can we defer to her?
Mr. Chair, I would like to wait until public comment. I believe the discussion right now is the PNB report.
Okay, very good. Teresa Allen, go right ahead. Please, Teresa Allen, you've been deferred to. Go ahead.
I want you to know this is a little bit challenging for me because I'm on the highway and I'm going to pull over.
Please.
So I can think while I'm speaking. This is not good. Why don't you let Eric speak while I try to find a place to pull over?
Okay, we do not want people talking on our meeting from a moving car. That is not cool. Eric, please go ahead, speak your piece, and then we'll get back to Teresa.
I listened carefully to the PNB proceedings last Thursday, and Beth acquitted herself very well, and there was an alternative view presented by Teresa, which she's going to reiterate shortly, I presume. And the PNB was very, very divided, and Beth's motion came within one or two votes of carrying, and what she was proposing was what she's currently proposing to try to restore order prior to the seating of the 2023 December 2023 through 2024 LSB, and I think that's very well advised. I noticed in the emails threads today that Grace Aaron is putting a motion to the other LSB, let's call it, that is still continued to meet, which I think in a far-fetched way calls itself the legitimate LSB, and to get them to go on record as agreeing to their members agreeing to, if they're invited back into the LSB,
the seven of the nine that Beth referred to go ahead and rejoin. And that would, I think, behoove the foundation because it would regularize the KPFK LSB in such a way that hopefully any future legal proceedings that might be will continue in any event, which way that will go is up is the issue before the judge. It will make it more likely that there would not be any further judicial management, let's say, inappropriate judicial management of KPFK and Pacifica's affairs. That's a very expensive process. I was dead set against it. I vehemently argued with Ziri not to file a lawsuit. She didn't listen, and the rest is history. I think we've had an unfortunate year for 2023. So if this, in a magnanimous way, if this body will agree to Beth's proposal, I think it would be all to the good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Eric. And the vote at the PNB was what?
Beth,
it was, if I'm not mistaken, it was 9-9 with the deciding vote going to the chair who chose
okay.
to vote.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you for that. Teresa, are you in a safe place now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's hear it.
I do not have a prepared speech, but I do want to mention a few things. Beth has carried the concern of Eric Jacobson since it came up in July. She brought it to the board in July, and Eric sent me an email day before yesterday, maybe, because I made a statement in the PNB that I had not heard his concern. And I don't think I responded. I started responding, but I would like to say we really didn't know his concern until October. He sent an email to the PNB in October. And we've never heard anything from no formal written concern from the eight people. When the PNB made a decision because this alternative LSB, who was holding some of their meetings in conflict with the PNB designated LSB, sent the chair of the PNB on October 26th of 2023. To have all the people that were designated by the PNB that they were on the KPFK LSB, she sent us there. We sent her there. She went there to just peacefully have people gather so they could move forward because the court had said that we needed to go forward with our elections and we needed to have a KPFK LSB. So the people, eight of those people, did not attend that meeting, and they have not attended that meeting ever since. They have attended the other meeting, but not that meeting, and none of them has put anything in writing saying, hey, I dispute this, I should have been included, I should not have been removed from this LSB. I think that the KPFK LSB designated by the PNB would have welcomed them, and you could have had meetings and you could have chosen your officers, but they chose not to participate. I think they were offered due process. I think that the PNB designated LSB was attempting to comply with the court order and also what the PNB decided. There are people of the eight who have served on the PNB, and the PNB has made decisions about actions on my LSB, and I had to defer to the PNB.
I mean, we have somewhat of a representative democracy here, the way we elect people to the LSB and also to the PNB. So I think that the PNB-designated KPFK LSB attempted as best they could to peacefully and follow the rules and follow the court order and follow the PNB as they had wished. So thank you for giving me this time.
And Teresa Young, can you identify yourself in terms of your position in Pacifica?
It's Teresa Allen.
I'm on the local. My name is Teresa Allen. I'm on the KPFT LSB, and I'm on the Pacifica National Board. Let me also remind you, you asked for the vote regarding these eight, and the chair did make it a tie. In the vote regarding Eric Jacobson, the chair made it a majority so it could pass. So both of these votes were very, very close. Thank you.
Myra Reeson, you're next. Thank you for that. We're 11:57. We had a tune-off date at noon. I will point out that I can't resist saying this, that, you know, we had a treasurer's report that showed us in catastrophic situation, and here we are debating membership of the board. I will also point out that a new board will be seated on December 3rd, and we look forward to that. Teresa, thank you for risking your life to talk to us, and please be safe and stay where you are before getting back on the road if you intend to listen in, and you're welcome to speak up again. Myra Reeson and then Eric.
Thank you. I'd like to just to say that the motion that Ms. Van Gunten brought before the National Board would have overturned KPFK's last election for new delegates, and it would have been counter to what the court had ruled. So instead of restoring order, it would actually, in my opinion, be overturning KPFK's election, and that I don't view that as restoring order. I would like to remind everyone that we're now actually past 1 minute from our agreed upon adjournment, and we have to have 30 minutes of public comment. And I would like to move directly to public comment to stop this back and forth and discussion. Go to public comment and then, because we're, as I said, we're now at time certain to adjourn, and we have to have 30 minutes of public comment.
Okay. Wait. If it's okay, please, I will give, let's let Beth Van Gunten and Eric have 90 seconds each, and then we will go to public comment and start with Susan Young.
And please keep the time.
Okay. Beth, you have 90 seconds. Eric, you have 90 seconds.
What Myla just asserted is absolutely not true. It would not in any way overturn an election. It would roll back the roster to the last roster that the entire PNB agreed to in March, which is the one that stood up this LSB. It would only overturn those removals that were improperly made. And I have a point of information, too. I'm requesting now from these officers, which 12 people on this board do you say roll over to the next year and continue on the LSB? And what's the basis of those, that list of 12? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that. Eric Jacobson, you got 90 seconds, and then we're going to go to public comment. We'll start with Susan. Thank you.
Yes.
Go ahead, Eric.
Thank you, Harvey. I think Beth is, again, making very well taken points, and I hope that further thought will be given to regularizing things before December by the majority on this LSB. I also want to make a point of personal privilege in response to Teresa, and I appreciate her mentioning that I emailed her, correcting her, but there is also something that I probably didn't put in my email but should have,
which is that Teresa and the others on the PNB were very well aware that I vocally and strenuously protested the attempt to exclude me from the PNB Elections Committee that I had been elevated to back in September of 2022, when Michael Novick had to resign the LSB and lost his position on the PNB Elections Committee. I was voted by the our LSB to replace him, and that they in the attempt to have me excluded from the LSB, there was also an attempt separately or in conjunction to exclude me from the PNB Election Committee, and I vocally protested.
You got 20 seconds.
I appealed to Arthur Schwartz. I appealed to the PNB in real time back in the May or June, and I was kept on the PNB Elections Committee.
10 seconds.
Teresa, I just wanted you to make a note of that, and I wanted to say it for the record since my last meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much. John Crumshaw and Christina, you've raised your hands, but as a matter of courtesy, I've got Susan was before you, even though that's in public. Can you guys defer to Susan, or Susan, do you want to let John Crumshaw and Christina Avalo speak before you?
Why don't John and Christina go ahead? They're LSB members.
Okay, and then we're going to go to you. Thank you. And then after you will be Stuart Landau. John Crumshaw and then Christina Avalos, please. 90 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to let the LSB members know that I have sent a reference to the use of making motions during an amendment once someone has begun, as the chair did, to introduce or read the motion. And there are some critical things having to do with interrupting a motion and the proper procedure to be followed after that. So I think in looking at that online reference from Cornell University, it may be helpful. There is also a chart, but I have highlighted a few of the items in the first paragraph. So I think that will be helpful.
Thank you, John. We appreciate that. Christina Avalos, and then Susan.
I just want to make a record that those members were not improperly removed. They missed more than three meetings in a row, and that's in the bylaws. I just want that on record.
Thank you, Christina. Okay, we're going to go to public comment now. Susan and then Kim. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Susan, then Stuart Landau, and then Kim. We are over the 12 o'clock drop dead time, but what the heck? If you need to go, then it's been a pleasure having you. Susan, go ahead.
Let me remind everybody that there is 30 minutes of public comment.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
I'm going to be going back on the stack more than once.
Please.
I'm Susan Young. I am the chair of the KPFT Local Station Board. And you may wonder why I have a concern about KPFK. I have a concern about KPFK because you are ground zero for maintaining order in the foundation. The assault on the responsible actions of the legitimate KPFK LSB threatens to disrupt the entire foundation. If you change how the eight come onto the board, then you upend what the election results are, because people made the decision to run or not on the basis of what the carryover board would be. Can the eight be involved again in the future? You bet. They need to run like anybody else. A reminder, I served on the PNB at the time that we made the very difficult decision to postpone the 2022 election to 2023 because we had no money. We were able to organize the 2023 election through special fundraising, and we were able to accomplish it, thereby satisfying what the court had instructed us to do. Maintaining that continuity of governance is essential to maintaining our legitimacy in the court. The PNB, in an effort to establish a legitimate LSB, named the roster and helped convene the March 26th meeting last year of the legitimate LSB. A rogue LSB met at that time, continued to meet, filed, members of it filed suit. They were in open defiance of the PNB decisions, including the PNB decision to remove a member before all of this happened, who was removed for cause, basically for threatening violence. They also removed the members who had hit the 6-year term, which we permitted the extension, and we did that because there were no clear ways in the bylaws to be able to manage the postponement of election. The choices were leave those 6-year terms vacant, extend them, or rotate alternates in. The general counsel opined that the least legally defensible would have been to rotate people in who were alternates. And that was the position that was held by the rogue board. As Teresa said, the rogue board had the opportunity to attend the legitimate LSB meetings and did not. One person did make the effort to attend both, and that was Eric. And the PNB recognized that he had made that effort in restoring him to the KPFK LSB. The other 8 have remained in open defiance until today. It was a very difficult vote at the PNB, as what has been pointed out. It was 50-50. But let me also say that the majority report was given over and over and over again, with many minutes attributed to it. And the minority report was squeezed out by, largely by procedural actions. I want to thank the KPFK LSB. You have been at ground zero for one of the most important disputes in the entire history of Pacifica. You have worked through immense chaos and difficulty to chart a responsible course. I want to thank everybody who's on the call today and all of the LSB members who are serving and all of the people who ran. We are supporting you in establishing reason and good governance. Thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that statement, Susan. Much appreciated. And you are, again, will you state who you are so that everybody knows?
Sure. I am Susan Yeh. I was on the PNB last year when the decision was made to postpone the 2022 election to 2023. I have also been the secretary of the National Elections Committee when we agreed to have Eric come on and continue to participate. I am the chair of the KPFT Local Station Board, and what happens at KPFK affects KPFT.
And vice versa. So thank you very much for that statement, and stick with us. Those of you, again, we're beyond, we have no agenda to come except for the discussion of Eric's motion on the war in the Middle East. So we can proceed with this discussion at leisure, and then so everybody who wants to speak will have a chance to speak. Stuart Landau, go ahead, and thank you again, Susan and Teresa, both of you. Stuart Landau, go ahead.
Probably should unmute so anybody can hear me.
We can hear you. We're good.
Thank you. I'm the currently the only manager at the station on staff. I'm the chief engineer of the station and have been for almost 8 years.
Thank you for your service.
And I was also, for 2 months, I was also an interim general manager last year. Briefly, the radio station has one product, and that's programming. We haven't had a program director in over 3 years. We now have an interim program director who deserves our support. It's ridiculous. We, you know, that It's like a restaurant without a chef. I mean, come on. What I wanted to talk about, and Michael Heiss had asked me to participate, was about this upcoming move. First of all, it's my understanding the station, because of the deferred 10-year period when we will not pay rent for a much, much smaller area of the building than we currently have, the probably the selling price, which has not been stated, is going to be rather low. So we'll be very cash poor on this thing. We have to, for 1 year period, and could it be longer than that, we have to have the station at another location. We have to clean out the building by the end of January. This is through Hanukkah, Thanksgiving, New Year's, and Christmas. I'm not going to be there for this coming week because I'm spending the time with the family for Thanksgiving. We've got a tremendous amount of stuff in the building and a lot of decisions to be made. We have no money to find a place to be and no money to build out a parallel station so that we can operate uninterrupted. If anybody is interested, contact me at slandau, S-L-A-N-D-A-U, at kpfk.org, and I can send you some written information. I've been in discussions with the general manager and committee about trying to get volunteers, but we have, every time we open a door in the place, we're surprised by how much material is there, and we have to make a lot of decisions about what to get rid of, what to put into storage, what to take with us, which is going to be very little, and how we're going to get out of that building, I don't know, and I don't have a great feeling that we're going to either get out on time or remain a radio station if what we put on the air sounds like a bad college station. We have to change an awful lot of the things that, as the way we've been doing them in terms of audio's participation and the volunteer programmers who are used to doing things at the station, who very likely will not be able to have a facility to come to and will be asked to do it on their own at their own expense by buying equipment and sending the program in somehow. Again, slandau@kpfk.org, and I will send you some information that I've written out and it's been the basis of discussion. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, and thank you for your hard work over the years. I know you're not being paid, and you raise important concerns. If I may, what is the plan for the archives?
I don't know, and unfortunately, the archives director has not been at any of these meetings. They've got a lot of space in the building, and I don't know what they intend to do. As far as I know, they've made no preparations. And, you know, we'd like to be on their side, but if Mark, doesn't show up for these meetings, then we can't discuss it with him.
Well, we certainly are going to take this up at the December 3rd meeting. Stuart, I hope if you possibly can, you'll come back on December 3rd. This is clearly a life or death situation here. And, you know, my God, again, thank you so much, Stuart. We appreciate
it. It really is.
Well, come back on December 3rd, and we will certainly deal with this.
We have such a diminished staff that we either got to pay people to help us do a lot of heavy lifting or use volunteers, and most of us are at an age where we're not going to be doing heavy lifting. So, take it from there.
I know what you're talking about. Sorry about that. Kim Kaufman, I don't know, do we recognize – unrecognized call-in users. Otherwise, after Kim, we'll go straight back to Susan. If you want to speak up, if you're a member or you're not a member, we'll take all callers now. And it's 12:15. Again, more or less, the official business is over, except to discuss the Middle East resolution. Go ahead, Kim.
Harvey, let me just answer your question.
Oh, yeah.
Pacifica allows for people to comment anonymously as listeners.
All right, so it'll be Kim.
Wait, let me just, if you don't mind, let me just say that I believe that that has actually been misused by some people who are actually in governance at Pacifica, who I think should actually make themselves known. We established the ability for people to comment anonymously for people who might be whistleblowers, who require anonymity in order to protect themselves. But as I said, I believe that that's been, unfortunately, one of the things that's been misused within Pacifica, but we do allow it.
Okay, thank you.
And the 90-second rule holds?
Go ahead. Yes, please. Kim Kaufman, call in user two, and then we'll go back to Susan. Thank you, Nancy, for that. Go ahead, Kim.
Okay, hi, everybody. I'm your treasurer, and I'm also making public comment since I'm not a formal member of the LSB. I will say that the actual archives will be put into storage along with all the other archives that are already in storage, and that will, you know, be just a move. Things will get done. It'll all get done. I want to speak to say that this made up conceit to restore order of this LSB only happened after the election was certified and the results made public. This issue should have come up in June when the members who did not attend three consecutive meetings with no excused absences were dropped from the roster in June. That was the time to bring up this issue. After the election is a complete disruption of the election and of governance and this LSB. The people who were told at the time that they were seated and they would not have to run for election will be disenfranchised. This is not okay. As to the alternates issue, there's nothing mysterious or nefarious about it. During the period when I was secretary, during most of the period in question, I went down the list. People declined. Some said they would attend the next meeting, and then they declined during the meeting. After the meeting, I got email saying, oh, well, we've changed our mind. We're not going to show up. That's why people weren't seated immediately. Some people, I had to wait for responses. Some people did not respond at all to the invitations. One person could not be located. And, multiple people said thanks, but no thanks. So this is nothing mysterious or nefarious about how people were seated.
Okay.
And basically, as others have said, we have never heard from these other people who now, we don't even know if they want to be seated because they've never spoken up other than what we believe they're doing over on their alternate board. But this only happened after the election was called and people, this is a factional game and it's destructive to the whole entire foundation. So thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for that. Call in user two and then Susan. Call in user two, whoever you might be. Are you unmuted? Hello.
Yes. Yeah, sorry. Somebody
okay, go ahead. Me. Yes, you have 90 okay. Seconds. Go ahead.
Well, Susan Young, who is a member of the public as far as this LSB is concerned, spoke for at least 5 minutes. So I expect we'll be using the same kind of clock for other members of the public. I will point out, I visited the KPFT LSB meeting last week sometime. I think it was the Wednesday before last. I don't know. Anyway, and in public comment, I spoke, and they had a motion that someone had proposed be added to the agenda, and I wanted to ensure that they would get time on, in the meetings for that motion. It was with regard to the situation of Palestine.
Yes, we're going to come to that.
Ms. Young assured me that I would be able to continue speaking in, you know, in public comment after they dealt with that. So I said, fine. So, you know, I'll stop because I want you guys to get to it. And as they got to that agenda item and they discussed the motion, someone, I won't say it was Susan herself, disconnected me from the call so that I could not continue in public comment, which had 15 additional minutes remaining. And this is important since she made a point of reminding you all that it's a minimum of 30 minutes. So I find it ironic that she does not practice what she preaches. Ironic, but not surprising, because I have been observing Pacifica governance for a good long time, and I know corruption and filth when I see it. The six-year term limit and what the council is said to have said and who really said what, you know, I can't imagine that those of us in Pacifica have such animosity that we would actually welcome the Republicans into Pacifica in terms of what they can do to us since we are a broadcast institution. And so those of you who continue to violate the rules and the bylaws and Robert's rules and the whole craziness about, oh, you can't amend the agenda until the agenda is approved. And I mean, this cannot be just accidental. So my question is, do you hate the other people in Pacifica so much that you would want Pacifica to be destroyed? Because this mess with the six-term extension, with suspending people's memberships and not notifying them of it, with removing people from the board for absences from meetings, which were never legal meetings because they didn't meet quorum. All of that sort of, and I'm using the word crazy in quotes because I don't think it has anything, well, it's clearly there may be mental issues at work, but I think it has something to do with ego and control, not a mental illness that you can seek medication or therapy for.
Jesus.
But it's something that I wish folks would really pay attention to. The behavior that you criticize in the people whom you've declared to be your adversaries is the behavior that you endorse when it's done by your friends. That doesn't make any sense. It's got to be the same rule book. We're in the same institution. Supposedly we have the same purpose. I think Pacifica is important. I think young folks need to get some space on Pacifica's air because this is their world. Few people on any Pacifica board are under 50. Few people on any Pacifica radio station are under 50. We, and I include myself in the over 60 category, are on our way out, regardless of what our family genetics might promise us in terms of years to come. If we're serious about changing this world and making it a better place for our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors, our, you know, then we need to reflect that in our governance. And the duplicity and lying that happens and that people turn aside from, or they get quiet, or when you know that someone no longer has the mental faculties to be operating in the role that they have claimed for themselves or been given, you need to lovingly find a way to say, thank you for your work. You need to not be in role X or position Y.
Okay, you've taken four and a half minutes. You cited 5 minutes, so if you can finish up in 30 seconds, that'd be great.
I said Susan spoke for more than 5 minutes, but I can pause now. How much more time is there in public comment? I'll be willing to come back again as well.
I can stay with public comment as long as you guys want to stay. I mean, this is the last meeting of this board. This is a lame duck board. We do want to talk about the Israel proposal that Eric made. But we have Susan and then Kim Kaufman to go. So do you want to wrap up?
I'll come back. I'll put it on pause and come back. Thank you.
Susan, go ahead, and then Kim.
Yes, I'd like to take this opportunity to say that, in fact, our KPFT LSB adopted a motion that was brought forward by Adriana about the incredible tragedy in Gaza with the carnage that is happening to Palestinians being appalling. And that motion was adopted without objection by our KPFT-LSB, went forward to the PNB, and got adopted there as well. I'm sorry that Anonymous dropped off of the, of our Zoom. I didn't see that she was still on. We spent a lot of discussion in our meeting, and there was a motion to adjourn. No one brought up that Anonymous needed to speak longer, and so the time was cut short, but we would have extended had I seen that. But the matter that I think she speaks to, that we all feel very passionately about, was in fact addressed by our KPFT-LSB as a priority matter, and we led the charge taking it to the national board. And I don't need to speak anymore. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Kim Kaufman. And then I do want to address, at our last meeting, there was a discussion of a resolution brought by Paul Roberson on Cuba. And Michael Heiss also made some comments about the appropriateness of these kinds of discussions on political resolutions. So we can continue. I don't care. We may want at some point adjourn the meeting, but the discussion continues. As long as I'm concerned, I'll stay with it. Kim Kaufman, go ahead. And then if you don't mind, I'd like to call on Paul and or Michael if either of you wants to comment on the appropriateness of the board making political statements. That's
yes, I'd like to, if you don't mind, Harvey, I'm just going to unmute and mute again. But I would like to comment on that.
Kim had a hand before. Do you have a time constraint?
No, let Kim go first.
Okay, Kim and then Michael and Paul, if you wish to speak, we'll certainly be glad to hear from you. Go ahead, Kim.
I'll let Serene finish and then I'll.
Well, I think she wants to come back later. Serene, are you done or can we move on to this question on a statement on the Middle East war?
Serene, who maintains that members of the public have a right to be anonymous and should not be named, if they choose not to identify themselves. I think it's an important principle. And no, it wasn't just put in the bylaws, which I helped write along with some of you. It wasn't just put in for whistleblowers. It was put in as a principle that people have a right to be anonymous at public meetings if they choose to do so. They didn't run for office. They're not sitting on the board. They can be anonymous. So, Kim, you go ahead, and then I'll speak.
Thank you. Michael Heiss, Kim, did you want to defer to my – what did you want to do, Kim? Do you want 90 seconds now, and then we'll go into to Michael Heiss?
I'll wait. Let Heiss go.
Michael, go ahead. Paul, you would be next if you choose to speak. Michael, we were discussing a week ago, or last meeting, whether or not the KPFK board should be making political statements. What was your opinion on that? I found it very interesting.
Okay. My concern about this, first of all, I think Netanyahu is a thug, and what they're doing is for the most part, but not completely wrong. On the other hand, you know, Hamas are not golden angels either, and I'm a two-stater and all of that. However,
what happened? Michael, you disappeared.
Your phone went out, Michael.
Michael.
I'm in the middle of a building somewhere. Can you guys hear me?
You're not driving.
Yeah, please. Now we hear you.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm not driving. I'm preparing, helping to prepare 800 meals for people for Thanksgiving. So pardon me
for
something other than, I'm not looking for thanks. I'm looking for doing something other than Pacifica. My comment is Netanyahu is a thug. A lot of what the Israelis are doing is wrong. I'm for Israelis, not necessarily for Israel, but that's my opinion. It is not, in my opinion, humble though it may not be, the place of Pacifica to take sides as an organization in matters such as this. It is the place of Pacifica to use its airways to present programming, catch me on this, that presents both sides of the story. I disagree with a lot of the specifics of Eric's comment. I think that the role of Pacifica is to provide a way for opinions to be aired and let the public make their own decision. And it has to be more thought out. And please, as my father would say, I don't mean anything derogatory by this, to say, oh, let's call on the president to revoke Truman's recognition of Israel. Really? You know, and then who's going to govern what? And then we'll end up with another Yemen or another Somalia. Well, you know, let's think before we act, but let's act as programmers to put the word out as we see fit. And again, I listened to the Rubbish Alliance news, and, you know, it's one-sided. And we have to at least give all sides a voice. So take it for what it's worth. Oh, I'm sorry, and if I may, one more quickie to what Susan said. I will say that I did not run this year because I thought that given all the mishigas went before, that I would be continuing for another year. So be careful who you think you're disenfranchising here, folks.
Oh, that means I'm Michael. Done. Thank you for that. Paul Roberson, do you wish to speak? You had a
point of information.
Okay.
Question.
What, Beth?
Where are we on the agenda?
We're in public comment.
Because I didn't speak in public comment as a member of governance. I felt excluded from discussion of the director's reports because that discussion was limited and we moved into public comment where governance is not supposed to, this is supposed to be reserved for the public, not for governance. And now I hear other members of governance addressing this and other issues that were supposed to make it onto the agenda but didn't. There was supposed to, Eric was assured his item would be on under new business, except I don't see new business anywhere. And we zoomed right past that. So where the bleep are we on this agenda?
We're in public comment, but I've opened it up. Anybody can speak if they want to. And we'll go to new business soon enough, and Eric, you can make your motion.
That would take a two-thirds vote to change the agenda.
No, it was added at the beginning. He was assured at the beginning that he could make his motion on the Middle East. And so we're having a free-form discussion. This is the last meeting of this particular governance board, and we're just going to let it be open up. So the IGM, by the way, and someone has noted, the IGM report was postponed, and it will be given in December. I want to give a chance to Paul Roberson. Paul Roberson, if you wish to speak.
It's not at the discretion of the chair. There are rules.
Right.
Beth needs to be recognized and not be interrupting all the time.
I agree. Well, Paul Roberson, and then I'm going to go to Eric. I think everyone who wanted to has spoken at least once, and then we'll go to Eric to make his motion on the Middle East. Paul Roberson, did you want to speak? Paul? I don't know where he went. Is Paul still with us?
This is Kim. He made a comment in the, Paul left. He said in the chat, he said Paul left, but he said, I support the resolution. I do not have an issue with the station making a statement. It's a major topic and issue of our time. So that was his statement. He's no longer on the meeting.
Okay. Just to follow the rules here, then we'll have one more. I'm going to ask if there's any more public comment. We'll then go to new business and let Eric make his resolution. Does anyone from the public wish to speak before we go to new business?
Yes, I would.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. So we will, according to the schedule, be having elections again next year. But it was pointed out, and I know certainly that I wrote to the PNB about it, and I believe I would have copied the KPFK LSB listserv. I don't know who's on it. But the problem with these elections, and, you know, folks keep saying, we had to have elections, the court made us do it. Well, no, the court said follow your bylaws. And since the claim last year was that there wasn't money, and, of course, you know, spending is always a matter of priorities, right, because there's money. How you spend the money, where you spend the money is an issue. I'm not trying to rehash that decision. I'm just saying that was the decision. But to equate not having money with violating the bylaws by letting six people stay on past 6 years when the bylaws say in no event, which is pretty darn clear, those two things are not equal, and people should stop trying to confuse the issue by conflating them. That was an unnecessary violation, which led to a lawsuit, and the judge said, stop violating your bylaws. Personally, I wish the judge had said, and remove the six-year people, because that's an unnecessary violation of your bylaws. To blame it on counsel, I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
To blame it on counsel is dishonest and foolish, and I hope that doesn't continue. Not that I'm thinking that Arthur Schwartz is above reproach, but because, you know, Arthur can give advice. It is the board that makes the decision. And Susan, you absolutely knew that my hand was up. You pointed out later in the meeting, after I had paused in public comment, that my hand was up, but I couldn't speak at the moment. My hand remained up because we had agreed that I would speak later. So, you know, you know, the dirt happened, and the dirt happened. And I'm not saying it's you. I'm just saying it happened. So let's not try to pretend that we are not who we are.
Okay.
Because folks have been around for a minute. They know dirty tricks when they see them.
Okay, we're at 90 seconds. Is there any – can we move ahead? Yeah. Is there anything
– Sir, this is James. James Sagerton would like to speak for a moment.
Well, we have Kim Kaufman, then James, and then you'll be the – if it's okay, you'll be the last. Serene, are you done?
If I can get in, thank you.
Yeah, no, yes, I'll let Sagerton speak before me, because he hasn't spoken yet. Thank you.
Yes, James, go ahead, please. If you can do 90 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Well, first of all, I want to say, yeah, about the naked power grabs. I have to say a pox on both your houses. The Ziri, so-called Ziri LSB, engaged in a naked power grab by defying the PNB and skipping over people to appoint people onto that LSB. And then when the PNB recognized the other LSB, then that LSB engaged in a naked power grab by dismissing people under phony charges of missing three meetings in a row. So I don't respect either group on that basis. And as to Serene's matter of this, the language, under no circumstances, that's superfluous language in the bylaws. The bylaws, when they say something, it means this is what you must do, unless there's qualifying language, like saying will instead of shall. But when the bylaws say under no circumstances, that's Judge, it just means you shall do this. So it was no more a violation not to promote the runners up than it was a violation not to have an election. They were equal violations. There was very little noise about not having an election, which has happened before in Pacifica, until it was known that the PNB decided not to promote the runners-up, which always benefits the groups that lose elections. So the groups that traditionally lose elections spoke up and were furious about that, because they weren't going to get to overturn the results of the last election. So,
Jim, 90 seconds, but if you can wrap in 30, that'd be great. Go ahead. Just do
one last thing. One last thing. When people talk about the bylaws say that the runners-up fill vacancies, that itself is not true. And people who present themselves as experts about the bylaws should know that, and I believe they do know that. The bylaws give 7 or 8 instances where runners-up should take seats to fill midterm vacancies, not vacancies that were created by the lack of an election, which is subject to all kinds of manipulation. you replace directors midterm when someone dies, when someone resigns, when someone takes a political office, etc. Nowhere in the bylaws does it say runners up should fill vacancies. You would have to be making up a new aspect of that section of the bylaws, which doesn't exist. And that's not how it's done under rules of interpretation. When you enumerate things that can or can't be done, it's assumed that things that aren't mentioned are not intended because the right. makers of that, because they listed items, they were certainly aware that they could have listed more items and they didn't. Thank you.
Jim, thank you. Sorry for that. Sounds like the 9th and 10th Amendments to the Constitution, but thank you very much for that, Jim Sargenton. We appreciate it. Kim Kaufman, you're the last member of the public with a hand, although Shireen still has a hand up, but go ahead, Kim, and then we'll move into new business, which is for the members of the board, and then we'll adjourn. And we'll do the, before which we'll do the Middle Eastern resolution. Kim, go ahead.
All right. Well, I agree with Sargenton on what he has to say about the, elections and the manner in which the PNB addressed it. You know, some people like to just point out one sentence is like, well, that's the only sentence that matters when there's all kinds of different sentences in the bylaws that contradict each other. And the PNB did the best decision, made the best decision they could, under the circumstances. And, although I disagree with, Sargenton that, dropping the members who did not attend meetings, was any kind of power play. It was simply following the bylaws, and the only way that you can deal with people who are performing a repeated quorum attack so the boards don't make quorum. I mean, that was, whether that was their intention, that was the result. And the bylaws were followed. The PNB was, asked, can we do this? Nobody said no. So we had no alternatives. There was no power play other than just trying to restore order to this, to this LSB and continue to, be able to conduct business. Otherwise, if you don't follow the bylaws on that point, there would be no governance. People could just have quorum attacks and stop all governance. And I want to say I totally agree with Michael Heiss that the opinions on public issues should be on the air. Governance is supposed to oversee management to make sure that they have good programming that follows the mission statement and presents all sides of an issue so people will be informed and be able to make their own decisions. It is not to be a doctrinaire like this is our opinion and we're this board and we're, important. Nobody gives a crap what this board says. And it does no good. Meanwhile, there were zero questions on the finances, but this is like an issue you feel you have to weigh in on. That is the problem. You're supposed to do governance. The main reason why there are boards for nonprofits is they're supposed to oversee the public's money and be able to report to the public where it is going and that it is going where they think it's going. That is your number one duty. Not making public statements on public affairs. Thank you. I'm done.
Point of personal privilege, Harvey. May I be recognized?
I think Harvey's gone.
Hi. Hello.
Oh, there you are, Harvey. Hang on.
My internet just went out.
Oh well, let me I'm gonna rename you. Give me a second here, and I was just asking to be recognized for a point of personal privilege, but my first thing is gonna be I'm gonna rename you here. Your internet went out. Okay.
Unbelievable.
Hang on, okay. All right, now if I might, Harvey. I'm recording this Zoom, which will later be put into on KPFTX as an audio archive for anyone who missed this fascinating meeting. And and we're now 45 minutes after time certain to adjourn. And I have other obligations. You know, we're getting you double.
You are muted.
Okay, I'm back in.
Wait, hold on. So, I would like to ask if we can move directly to hearing from Eric, and if we can limit that item.
Well, Eric, go ahead. You're right.
Harvey, if we can just limit it and adjourn by 1 o'clock, then I can stop the recording at that time.
If no one objects, thank you very much. My apologies. If no one objects, let's go to Eric's motion and, we can take a vote. And, I think everyone who wished to speak, spoke, but, we'll do the best we can. We are a full hour over, our drop dead adjournment. Eric Jacobson, do you want to make your motion, please?
Yes, I do, Harvey. And I think it's worthy of the time that it needs, especially, I'd like the body to pass on it up or down. I also want to preface it just in a very brief way by responding to Mr. Heiss. You know, he wouldn't say that about the Los Angeles Times editorializing as they just did.
Eric, first,
excuse me, Harvey. It's my time.
It's really not appropriate, but go ahead.
Excuse me. It is appropriate because the whole basis of what I'm doing was misrepresented. The LA Times issues editorials. They're also a publisher and a journalistic organization, just like Pacifica. And it's the owners of the LA Times that authorize the editorials directly or indirectly. We are the owners of Pacifica. We have a public trust, all of us in the public who are members. We are the equivalent of the board of directors of the Los Angeles Times, which just issued an editorial on this exact topic. Moving on to my motion. I asked to add an item to the agenda, putting our humble elected representative body on record, advocating in the strongest terms possible an end to Israel's mass murderous first world military campaign against the Palestinians in Gaza via a responsibility to protect humanitarian military intervention. I have kept the proposed resolution text concise because presumably we are all familiar with Israel's sordid, aberrant, colonialist history and the genocidal scorched earth nature level and toll of the IDF's current scourging of Gaza and the good Palestinian men, women, and children therein. Whereas American diplomacy has since the World War I Armenian genocide by the Turks and the World War II genocide of European Jews by the Nazis, been devoted to implementing the ethos of, quote, never again, unquote, in relation to genocides and related ethnic cleansing slaughters, aka communal violence, and crimes against humanity, such as occurred in Rwanda, where Hutus slaughtered Tutsis, and in Bosnia, where Serbs slaughtered Muslims. Whereas such genocidal situations, dynamics, and events constitute what former UN Ambassador Samantha Power described as, quote, problems from hell, unquote, that merit the United States and the international community's mounting of humanitarian military interventions to abate them. See her astute, intrepid response in 2011, it might have been earlier, as an aside, to the then plausible, now starkly real question she was asked concerning Israel moving towards genocide of the Palestinians. And I give in the version you have, I give you the website. Therefore, be it resolved that the members of this KPFK LSB, as elected representatives of the listeners and staff of the Los Angeles Pacifica Foundation station, KPFK FM,
having borne witness on our screens since October 7th, as all Americans have, to Israel's ongoing military campaign of extermination and attempted mass expulsion of the Palestinian people from the territory of Gaza and all of 1947-1948, British Mandate Palestine, hereinafter, collectively, quote, 1947 Palestine, unquote, hereby, one, excoriates, condemns, and reviles the Israeli government for its ongoing genocide of the Palestinian people therein. Two, calls on President Biden to do the following. A, immediately revoke President Truman's U.S. diplomatic recognition of Israel and suspend all transfers of foreign aid and U.S.-made weapons to Israel. B, demand Israel immediately halt its genocide against the Palestinian people and society. And if Israel does not comply at once, C, mobilize a, quote, coalition of the willing, unquote, led by the United States to conduct a responsibility to protect humanitarian military intervention to stop Israel's genocide in progress, which abatement by Israel as a practical matter could likely be accomplished by merely threatening to use overwhelming military force against the IDF. And correspondingly and accordingly, this KPFK LSB further, three, calls upon the United Nations to do the following. A, declare that Israel has no right to exist as a genocidal state. B, recognize that this is now indisputably Israel's essential nature. C, revoke recognition of Israel as the successor sovereign of the territory of 1947 Palestine. D, justly reconfigure the governing structure of 1947 Palestine into a body that conforms with international law and respects the legal rights of all its citizens and former citizens and their progeny in conformance with all UN human rights conventions. And E, institute reparative processes of peace and reconciliation and personal security protections and effect a peaceable transition to that successor, just, reparative governing structure. End
okay,
of statement.
Thank you. Is there a second to that motion?
Is there a second.
Okay, I want to call, we're going to have to take a quick vote because we're almost out of time. Michael Heiss, you were explicitly named. Do you wish to make the statement, to Eric in response? Michael Heiss.
Okay, yes. A, the New York Times, the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times or any other newspaper are not publicly licensed, entities and different things apply. Secondly, did I miss the part about Hamas and other players in that region looking to, if they could, have a similar genocide against Israel and the people who live there? Maybe I kind of missed that. Maybe I kind of missed the condemnation of what Hamas did, which doesn't make what Israel is doing right, but they're no flower children either. And I think that without any mention of it, aside from all the other objections I have to this, I think that this is one-sided, you know, political theater, and that's my opinion. Take it for what it's worth.
Okay, the only person, thank you for that, Michael. The only person who hasn't spoken at all, and then we're going to take a vote, please, is Mike Bressler. Mike, did you want to make a comment? I can't unmute you. Are you unmuted? Myra, is he unmuted?
Yeah. Okay. I just want to bring up a couple things. One, I think this resolution is a good
example of a reason for having some guidelines on taking positions on public statement, on public affairs, because it, you know, covers a whole lot of things that, you can agree with some things, you can disagree with others. And I think, if we're going to take a position, we want to have a very specific sort of, position on a specific, aspect of what's going on. And I would agree with, Michael Heist that, if we were to adopt this resolution, while, you know, I would totally agree with any resolution that was based on recognizing the crimes, what I would consider crimes against humanity going on in the Gaza right now. I think that's a real issue. It deserves attention. But to look at that without mentioning the immediate precipitant cause of that, the October 7th events, I think that leads to a very biased view, and I don't think that would be a credible thing for us to do.
Thank you for that. Okay, we have two other hands really quickly, and then we're going to vote because we've got to get out by 1 o'clock.
Harvey, point of order, I guess.
No. Eric, come on.
I have a point of order, Harvey.
What is your point of order?
I didn't get to motivate. I just read the resolution itself. I'd like a brief time to motivate it.
No. It's wrong, Eric. Come on. Be respectful.
It's a custom to motivate,
please.
Not just
be
to have
respectful
the
of other people's time. Be respectful of people's time. We have 25 people on here. They all have lives to lead. Beth Von Gunten.
Can I speak, please? Harvey.
Beth Von Gunten has a hand, and then Myla and Eric, I'll give you 30 seconds and then we're going to go. Okay. Thank you. Beth Von Gunten, please. If you'll keep it brief, we appreciate it. We're at the end of the meeting here.
Well, that was a legacy hand, but I would just point out that Robert's Rules provides for time for a motion to be motivated.
Okay, that's fine. We will give Eric, if you'll take 30 seconds after Myla has a hand, then we're going to call the question, please. Myla, go ahead, then Eric. You're muted.
Okay, thank you. I just want to say I agree entirely with what Mike Brisler just said, very well spoken. Of course, we all want to address the horrible humanitarian crisis that's unfolding and condemn the horrific atrocities perpetrated by Hamas on October 7th. But I think that this really is an example of why the one person bringing something to the board to adopt that is so extremely wide-ranging is just not appropriate, because of course there are many things that we do agree with, but we are, Pacifica is essentially opposed to war and military action. And it seemed to me that there was something in the resolution that called for this coalition of the willing that would take military action,
okay,
that I think is not in keeping with Pacifica's mission. And although, as I said, I'm sorry for being long-winded, I apologize, but
okay,
let me just say that we want to preserve life on all sides. All life is precious. We want all people to be recognized as human, and their lives matter everywhere in the world. And I am going to respectfully decline to support this resolution because I think that it is written in a way that is divisive and not helpful to further the Pacifica mission. So thank you.
Thank you, Myra. Okay, Eric, you get the last word, and then we're going to vote.
Thank you, Harvey. I ask for your support because there's a genocide in progress. You know, when it completes, it'll be too late, and everybody will have this on their conscience. And I can guarantee you, if you're for the theists among us, when you get to Heaven's Gate and you get sent down to the other place, they're going to write, you know, cite your vote today on this, because this was your chance to say no. Make the United States do what it's supposed to do and stop a genocide. That's been our public policy for decades, and we're not doing it. And every hour that passes, turn on Al Jazeera, people. Watch the genocide in progress. You will see things that you will not be able to sleep at night. I ask for you to do the right thing and put us on record. We're a tiny little body, but we represent other listeners, and we are representatives of the listeners of a radio station. We're not nobodies, okay? Kim Kaufman is completely wrong about that. She constantly belittles government.
Okay, that's a personal attack, Eric. Can you please?
I disagree. I'll take it back. I'll rephrase. I completely disagree with Kim. We are not an insignificant body. Please, people, do the right thing. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We're going to take a vote, and then I'm going to make a farewell statement at the very end, and we'll be done. Myra, can you call the roll, please?
Yeah, Christina Oblos, are you still with us? I don't hear from Christina. Let me just see. I need to... Okay, Doug Darnett is not here. Veronica Becerra isn't here. Mike Bressler, how are you going to vote?
I vote no on the resolution.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Sandy Childs, are you still with us? Oh, yes, you are.
Yeah, I vote no.
Okay. Thank you. John Cromshaw, how do you vote? He doesn't appear to be with us still. Vic Chirami isn't with us. Nikki Hahn is not with us. Michael Heiss, how do you vote?
No.
Okay. Sue Cohen-Johnson, how do you vote? I'll come back to you, Sue. Avelia Jones, how do you vote?
I think I'm going to vote on this.
I'm sorry, Avelia, you were breaking up. I didn't hear that clearly.
I will choose to abstain on this matter.
Okay, thank you. Ali Lexa's not with us. Rob Macon's not with us. Barbara Marbach is not with us. Oye, Oye Ipo, how do you vote? I'm going to wait for you to unmute, Oye.
I vote yes.
Okay, thank you, Oye. Oye Ipo votes yes. I am going to abstain. No, I'm going to pass for now. I'm sorry. Just going to pass. I haven't made up my mind. Paul Roberson left. Ruth Strouth is not here. Beth Von Gunten, how do you vote?
I have reservations about calling for U.S. military action under any circumstances, but setting that aside, I'll vote yes on principle. Thank you.
Okay. And Carlos Zavala, are you, yes. How do you vote, Carlos?
I agree on principle, but I think in this age of social media, it's important that things be very carefully written. And I think that unfortunately, considering my family came from South America where CIA was heavily involved in doing things, I have to be more careful in the way it's said and stated. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll vote no.
Okay. Thank you, Carlos. I passed. I'm going to go ahead and along the same reasoning as Carlos Zavala. I am going to vote no, even though I definitely support many of the provisions of the resolution, but not entirely, and I don't agree with the way it was written. So, Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yeah, I wish to vote no.
Okay.
And then we'll have a final statement. This is
the I haven't voted here. Look,
go ahead.
Eric, I'm sorry. I did it again. I apologize. Eric, go ahead.
I vote yes, obviously.
All right, so I'm going to tally the votes. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wait. I'm sorry. Let me do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, Sue Cohen Johnson, I'm hearing some sound from you. Do you wish to vote?
May I vote? Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Did we get Paul Roberson's vote?
He's not here. Sue Cohen Johnson votes yes. Okay, let me count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, and one abstention and 1, 2, 3, 4 yes.
Did we get Ruth Strauss vote? Is she not with us?
She's not been on the meeting. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Eric, for this.
Can I get the total read out? Just yes and no for my own knowledge. One more time, Myla. Sorry to bother you.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no, and 1, 2, 3, 4 yes. And I think that the sentiment, if I might editorialize here, the sentiment of all of us is that we certainly are appalled by the humanitarian crisis that's unfolding. And I don't think people have a problem with making that position.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Beth. Thank you all for your service on these calls. They are trying, but also very interesting. I hope we acknowledge everyone has been acting in good faith. And for the best wishes of Pacifica, on December 3rd, we'll be welcoming a new board. Those of you who are going to be with us, I look forward to working with you. And thank you so much, everybody who's not. We appreciate, and I know that many of you are going to stay with and work for Pacifica and KPFK in good faith. Okay, we're only an hour and 8 minutes beyond our date certain, but we got everything in, I believe. Anyone who I offended or otherwise put upon, I apologize. And good luck, everybody. Let's pray. There is news. Let's pray that the discussions going on now for at least a ceasefire will bring fruition. They have been in the news. Let's hope to God this horrible war ends, as well as the one in Ukraine and everywhere else on Earth. And let's hope the Pacifica, let's hope that we never hear another treasurer's like report like the one we heard today. We will see you all. We love you all. We see you in on December 3rd, and thank you. And for God's sakes, shut the goddamn Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant, please. Okay?
Harvey, everybody.
Adjourn the meeting, Harvey.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn, and please state the time of adjournment when you do so.
Time of adjournment. Well, is there a second? Do we need to a second?
Adjourn already.
Okay. Is there objection to adjourning? No. Good.
No.
See you at
1
p.m. Goodbye, everybody. We love you. We'll see you December 3rd. And no news.
Right, thanks,
and
I'm not Harvey. Kidding.
Shut Diablo Canyon, please.
Yes.
Go out and protest, people. Go out and protest. It's the only thing that'll stop Israel's genocide.
No.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Eric.
1:10.
It's now.
Pacific time.
1:10 Pacific time.
And Harvey, good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
Okay. Harvey, you just refuse to do it.
The meeting's over. The meeting has adjourned. Thank you, Myla. Thank you for your great work.
Thank you, Myla. Thank you, Harvey. Goodbye.
No nukes, everybody. Myla? No nukes. Thank you.
Myla, do you have time to talk to me for a minute?
No, hang on a second, Sue. Just give me a second here, please. I'm going to stop the recording.